You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
The Golden Globes were last night. Women in masks got to speak their piece, and they've been waiting for that, and they will continue, I'm sure, at award shows to do this. Mingling, well, this really isn't politics. It's more about just the treatment of women in all walks of life. Hollywood gets the platform and the forum to speak for a number of people, and I suppose that is good. I guess people, it is sometimes a bit annoying to some people to watch the rich and famous complain about anything. But in this case, this is where that entire epidemic began and where it still surfaces. And so they had their moments last night to discuss equality of pay or in pay and who gets what jobs, and the harassment issue came up. And everybody pretty much covered it, from Oprah to Laura Dern, Natalie Portman. A number of people made their comments and spoke their piece. So that's good. Now we can carry on and see where this goes from here. It's not going to go away, not now, not ever. But maybe the fact that men are being called out for what they've been doing for, decades upon decades, maybe it'll stop, because nobody is afraid to speak up anymore, and that is a good thing. In the world of sport, tonight is the SEC championship game, or the National College Football Championship game, whichever way you choose to look at it. The two teams are Georgia, Alabama, as most people know, SEC teams. I'm just dying to see what the ratings are on Tuesday, tomorrow, with these two teams from the South, from the SEC, in this ball game. Will the Northeast, the Northwest, the West, the Midwest ignore all of this? Probably not. Because these teams are both pretty good, and we will see who comes out on top. This kid from Georgia playing quarterback is a freshman, and Bama's defense is overpoweringly intense. And so we will see who can take the most. The Tide are a 4.5-point favorite, and we'll watch and see what Las Vegas does. The National Football League played over the weekend, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. The ones yesterday were just pretty darn good. The Saints almost blew it, but they came back and beat Carolina. Well, not came back. They held off the Panthers 31-26. An interception at the end there could have put the Panthers in place to score again. Cam Newton got his head knocked off, and he looked out of it. They say he was okay and got poked in the eye, which may or may not be the case, but boy, he took a lick, and he is a big dude. So that one, good for the Saints. They're in, and Jacksonville and Buffalo, that was a yawner. The Bills, were playing tough, but just couldn't do it. They got 3 points on the board. Jacksonville got 10, so 10-3. The Jaguars carry on to play Pittsburgh this coming Sunday. The other games, Atlanta beat the Rams, who had a great year, but the Falcons were really good, and they beat the Rams. And the Titans, in an incredible play, beat the Chiefs, as Marcus Mariota threw a pass about the 8-yard line, I guess, that was deflected, and he caught his own pass and scored a touchdown.
I heard about that.
It was unbelievable to see. Now, that's happened before, but never in a playoff game. But he throws the ball, it gets batted up in the air, he catches it, and hits the end zone. Pretty, pretty cool to watch that one. So the Titans play the Patriots in New England. Oops. That's going to be fun. That'll be on Saturday. Atlanta at Philly, the Titans at New England, and Sunday, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Minnesota. Discussions out of the Patriots camp after the allegations that people up there are not happy. The owner, Mr. Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady are all at odds over various things. And now the suspicion and suggestion that Belichick, this may be his last year. Wouldn't that be? Have traded away the backup quarterback to Tom Brady, who is proving to be quite good. Jimmy Garoppolo is now gone to San Francisco. So if Brady, he'll play next year, but how long can he keep on doing this? So Belichick, I think, knows that the foundation of this team is on shaky ground. He could make a fortune and coach someplace else. And will he leave? Will, you know, Kraft, keep him or not? So that's going to be all the talk here at the end of the season as to the future of these teams. The Browns, who went 0-16 in Cleveland, they had a big parade for losers, which was kind of funny. So everybody is already gearing up for the draft, and there have been pre-draft. It's just slow down. So the NFL is set. The Grizz have the Pelicans in tomorrow night. Tigers beat Tulsa over the weekend. They have Tulane tomorrow night. And other than that, let's see. Mike Mularkey of the Titans, whose future was in question. They say he'll be back. Well, he just, they just won two games. So he's back. Yippee for him. And the rest of this is not necessarily any fun. Mike Conley's injury. The Grizz are, it's just rough to watch. There's no timetable for him to return. Chandler Parsons is hurt constantly. And the team is, they're just kind of not that much fun to watch. They win a few, they lose a few, and it's just going to be one of those years. It's the way it is, and it's tough, but it happens. So, and the endless analyzing of this on sports talk radio locally is not going to change anything, and it's getting tiresome, I think, to the audience. I mean, enough already. These teams, these things go in cycles, but just let it be, as somebody said. The NBA last night, Miami won. The Knicks beat Dallas, Phoenix, Portland, and the Lakers snapped their, 9-game streak of losing. And that's pretty much it. It's all about tonight. Alabama and Georgia on the TV. I guess it's on at 7 o'clock. But, God, they'll be having pregame stuff from noon on. So good luck with that. Email address, mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
This one from Elizabeth says, I hardly ever get to listen to you and All in the Morning anymore, employment conflicts. It's a rare treasured Monday that I have off and can listen to my kitchen with my 5 muddy dogs and a fussy cat. I watched a bit of the Golden Globes last night. I was so glad to see Sam Rockwell, Allison Janney, and especially Frances Badass McDormand win. None were favorites in their respective categories, but they are some of my true favorites. Kurt Douglas was a little scary but inspiring.
That was a grand mistake, if I may be so bold. I don't think it was inspiring at all. But Sam Rockwell, I love that guy, and he won. Allison Janney is so good and so smart, and so candid and so frank. As is Frances McDormand. She's just great. But to roll out 101-year-old Kirk Douglas, who look like he's been decomposing for the past 10 years while alive, it's a good idea on paper, melancholy sentiment and all that. But that poor old man, who is a great actor and a handsome man, and there's no reason to roll him out there. It was rough and uncomfortable. And I think that over the years, he has had some work done on his face to make him not look 85 or 90 or 95. And he's ended up looking like a painting by Picasso.
Oh, great.
There are pieces everywhere. And he had a stroke, and he can speak. His mind seems to be, pretty intact. But I don't think, just in the interest of a respect for the man and some dignity, don't roll him out and put him on TV. It wasn't necessary, and it was ugly.
This one from Megan says, thanks for talking about smart movies. I, too, want to see just about all of the movies nominated for Golden Globes this year, but haven't been able to see any of them. I wish I could support them in the theater, but the biggest thing that prevents me from seeing grown-up movies is that we have 7-year-old twins, so getting to the theater involves a babysitter, which is a hassle just to see the movie. We usually end up renting them after the kids go to bed once they hit the streaming services, plus it's just expensive. So I might tune in. This was from Friday. I might watch some of the Golden Globes, but thanks for having a smart conversation about movies, is Megan.
Yeah, the Post didn't win a thing. Who knows? And the Globes do often portend the winners at the Academy Awards. We'll see if that occurs this time. But Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri looks to be a powerful film. It's about getting revenge on this lady's. Her daughter, I believe, was raped and killed. And it's pretty intense, but the acting, by all accounts, is just remarkable, as was evidenced last night by the folks that won the awards for that movie. Best movie, best actress, best supporting actor for the great Sam Rockwell, and more.
This one from Scotty is labeled New England Story. It says, when the quarterback you traded away is 8-0 as a starter in the NFL and got San Francisco back to a respectable team and one everyone was glad couldn't make the playoffs, can't say that they won the trade. Brady won't last forever. Go Titans, says Scotty.
Yeah, that's why this may blow up this year. This just can't go on forever. Belichick has been there. Well, if Brady's been there for, 15 years? Belichick has been there a little bit longer, I would guess. But he's not getting any younger either. And why try to rebuild something without Tom Brady, who eventually is not going to be able to play? He's not a robot. Hard to believe, but true. So what if Big Bill decides to either say, you know, screw it, or go coach, let's say, in Cleveland, where he coached at one point and failed? Wouldn't that be fun to have him go back there and fix that franchise?
This one from Paul wrote in about the Silo Square development. Says, I took a drive around the perimeter of the proposed Silo Square yesterday, and like you, have concerns about the traffic in the area if they proceed with this development. As you stated, there's already a lot of empty commercial real estate along Goodman Road corridor, as well as empty properties on Getwell near Stone Grove. And let's not forget the empty building on Goodman in Olive Branch. It was supposed to be home to a Fresh Market.
Yep.
If the Silo Square developers can obtain commitment from some good independent restaurants and retail stores to open on the property, then the project should proceed. But the last thing the area needs are more chain restaurants and box stores.
Yep.
I'm all for economic development and progress, but the people of DeSoto County are well advised to monitor this project very closely, says Paul.
Well, it seems like that, but there's no shortage down there of money, it seems like, for those that want to get involved in this kind of this is a big venture. 700,000 square feet in a spot that already has all kind of retail and restaurants. But that giant area there is just, you know, rife to be developed, and a big, court square like Oxford has is the vision of the people. The mayor of South Haven will be here a week from Friday, Darren Musselwhite, a good man doing a good job in his second term. And we'll get his take on it, because there is no question that one of the big issues down there is traffic. And you got to figure out some way to maneuver yourself around almost any place down there. I know I live there, and every day just going anywhere is, you got to really, gird your loins to not just, flip out at the idiots that drive around and don't pay attention. Too many cars, not enough, streets, and it's a bad mix. And all the growth has caught people off guard, I think, down there.
Robbie wrote in about Christmas decorations, saying Saturday, January 6th was the Epiphany.
That's right.
Or the Festival of the Three Kings. It's celebrated as the day the Magi visited the Christ child. The Catholic Church takes down their decorations on this day. Monday, January 8th, it's Elvis's birthday. He would not let them take the decorations down until after his birthday. So you can do either. Just pick a pew. But by Tuesday, January 9th, the outside decorations should be down. Spend the rest of this cold weather leisurely packing away the rest. Too cold to do anything else, says Barbie.
Well, we got ours done. And when I say we, I mean my great wife, not me. And most people did. January 6th is the cutoff date. Elvis has no say in this. I'm sorry. It's his birthday, but the lights ought to be down. So if they're still up and they're up again tomorrow, you can go on and, well, you'll be practicing some kind of Satanism, and this must stop. Take down the gosh damn lights. They've been up for 6-7 weeks.
At least.
Stop it. Take them down. Make them go away.
Yeah, we got ours down from the outside on Friday.
We have some that we might keep up. We have some in the backyard that are always up around various trees.
Well, then they're not Christmas lights. They're just fairy lights.
Yes, they are big. Well, they're little fairy lights, and we have a fairy garden in the backyard. That's a long story, and you'll never see it, so never mind.
Anything you want to share with us, please go ahead and do that. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is our email address, receiving pretty much all the time.
One of the good things coming out of the showbiz world, and not many things do. Wes got Netflix, by the way.
I want to say
a big hallelujah to Wes. I was way behind on that because I just didn't see the point. My mind was geared toward watching new films that had come out from the theaters and that were on Netflix. Well, that's not really what it was, ever. But they have grown the past couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and their series are just unbelievable. And they've probably got maybe 50 of them, and they do some incredible, great work. Stranger Things was up last night for several Golden Globes. Didn't win any, but the majority of things that won last night were from cable and, things like that. But Netflix does incredible, incredible quality work. I got totally wrapped up in the first 6 episodes of Bloodlines, which is just great. And I have no idea where it's going. It's set down around the Keys. Isla Mirada is where this resort is. Sam Shepard is in it for a while. As is Kyle Chandler, who was the coach on Friday Night Lights, and other people. Miss Spacek is in it. Sissy is just so good. But it is a very dramatic, entwined plot, fast-moving, lots going on show. So you got it, and you've watched what so far?
So far, we've watched the first season of Stranger Things and about halfway through the second one. I watched a documentary on the Doors that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And other than that, we're still exploring. And I want to thank my friend Danny who gave me his old Roku stick that he didn't need anymore. So that's got us set up. So we've got the Netflix.
Cool.
I've got my Amazon Prime Video linked in through that, and I'm going to look into some other stuff too.
Well, you'll be set forever, but it does help. They have movies and these series are just excellent. So enjoy that. And to become even more awesome, this Friday, this premieres on Netflix. David Letterman has been sorely missed in the world of late night TV or of TV in general. The show is called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. It premieres on Friday night. Upcoming guests include Tina Fey, a bunch of other people. And the first guest this week is Barack Obama.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.